And so, but yeah, you're left with what's in place at the end of the moratorium. And so there could be multiple things that could happen. One is to go through and we make the code text amendments like we're talked about tonight. But also there could be, you know, furthering, taking a look at maybe bonding for open space, that type of thing during this moratorium also.
Okay.
Any further comments, questions from the commission?
Just one comment. I know my vote doesn't count, but my husband, who you well know is a city councilman, was excited to see this because he looked back in July 27th, to be exact, in 2016, he talked about this and had noticed back then that maybe we're getting a little ahead of ourselves and things are coming in very quickly. And so I know I can't vote tonight on this, but I think this is a good thing for our city and for the staff to be able to put some things in place to help all of our citizens here in Midway.
Perhaps to give some guidance to the public comment that will come in a minute, I doubt that there are any of us that are opposed to this concept. And we need to give our staff a chance to take a deep breath and get some of this stuff off the desk that needs to be moved forward so we can implement the general plan. There's no other real practical solution. There's just got to be done. So
the validity of this is the timing of my staff reviews today.
Right. Which came this afternoon.
Yeah.
Good point. we need to have a time to take a deep breath and kind of get things back on track. So,
with no further questions from the commission, we'll open the public hearing. Anyone that has comments, please come forward.
Not only to the staff for this busy city and being swamped with many ideas and also accepting requests and hopes as this place becomes beloved to everybody that has a moment to just spend time here and let the feel come through. I first just want to make a little comment regarding your egress-ingress. I was living here when the fire swept the mountain. That very particular road was the one that was closed and the fire engines couldn't get up. And they had to go up through the fields and cut the fences, and people were carrying shovels and doing all they could to fight the fire that the wind just blew up right across the mountain. I'm sorry that there are more in danger because of the one road. But when you only look at your own place, that's good enough on it right there. But I would really appreciate a future look at protecting them instead of the sorry that we feel when someone may be trapped because that one road there. Opportunities come, development comes, and they'll be able to have, everybody gets chance at one point or another, but appreciate the opportunity to come tonight. When you speak about a moratorium, I don't know if it was 10 years ago, but there was a moment where a moratorium was called for, and they wanted to update the code. Well, this codification took more than 12 months. By the time they had gone through all of the codes, been able to put the right words into it, and there are what, I can't remember how many, 11 or 12 subjects that can be dealt with, and very carefully done so. Some of the items that are listed tonight with C2 and C3, they thought were in effect last year. They're still under conversation. And so even with the conversation, oh wow, we got it done, we really like this, until it gets into the law, then it can't be affected. And whatever's in the law is what the builders or developments can do. Yep. You really gave the developer today all your heart, every possible opportunity that he may be successful in developing the ground. We've got benefits all over the Sweet Valley of improvements and opportunities to enjoy just in everything that we didn't used to have. If you would please consider with that same valor the citizen, the person who lives here, the reason we all come, and have the courage to also say we respect your safety. Yes, well, if we do it this way in the duplex or alternate, like the ideas that you were coming up with, the commercial zoning invites lots of people to have an opportunity to live at home and work. Stretched out so far, they also have to have another job so that they can do that and serve our community. So working together and being able to interact and listen to these ideas and find the best way, then that's what Midway's about, that you care about one another. Thank you for your service.
So I'm Nora Lundeen. I live in Hebert right now, 412 bus, 200 north. I'm not against the moratorium. As some of you may know, we're trying to annex into Midway a small acreage and then eventually build a subdivision so that my brother and I can have homes there is the big reason. We'll have to sell some of those lots to pay for the subdivision, and that's the only reason that we're contemplating doing 6 lots. So we've had lots of setbacks. I never thought in a million years it would take us this long to get to the point we are, but we still haven't been able to put our application for the subdivision in. And I just read about this just last week, that there was this proposed moratorium. So I'm not opposed to the moratorium. I understand that it takes time to get these new laws and everything into place, but I would suggest that maybe a postponement of the moratorium for the people that are kind of at the very edge of getting it done, have a little bit more time, perhaps even into July, the mid-July meeting or the mid-August meeting to get those applications that are just barely getting started, to get it in and get it done. That would be my only suggestion. Thanks.
Thank you.
Him again.
God, I was talking at the planning commission meeting.
Did you want your seat back, Mickey?
You're doing a good job, Jim. Mickey Oxford, 1293 Lamp Canyon Way. I'd like to ask that the exemption was for the our rural reservation zones. I would ask that we liberalize that a little bit, and if somebody comes in with a 2 or 3 acre rural offer, that we also permit that during this period of what's it called? But anyway, just about if somebody were to come in and offer some 3 or 5 acre horse property during this period, that would be considered as not so take your R22 or R43 zones and liberalize it a little bit as opposed to just the rural preservation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once those horse properties.
Katie Noble, 1312 Dutch Fields Parkway. One of the questions I have, and I think one of the things, the elephant in the room is the C4 zone. And I wasn't sure how this was going to impact C4. I mean, it seems to me we need some time to really get C4 absolutely right. And so that would be a compelling reason not to allow development or to have a moratorium in C2. And C3. So I guess that's a question more than a comment, but I'd like to see the moratorium because of C4 apply to C2, C3, and C4. Thank you.
Is there?
Just a few observations. I've had enough moratoriums. This will be the third one I've been involved with in Midland.
Name and address.
Sorry. Mulberg, 1465 North Dutch Canyon Court, and my business is at 380 East Main Street. A few observations that I've had with moratoriums. This will be the third one I've been involved with in Midway. The first one Mayor Probst had on was specifically about PUDs. Mayor Tatton, I think one of her first items right after she was sworn in was she enacted a moratorium. First of all, I found that, just so nobody thinks this is self-serving, it doesn't hurt my business, doesn't hurt me financially. In fact, it seems like everybody's wanting to know so much what's going on during the moratorium, the project just lasts longer instead of waiting 6 months. So what I have found with cities locally or in other areas is that, unfortunately, the staff doesn't get that much of a break. They're still reviewing building permits. They're still reviewing the applications that are already in. They're doing all of that work. By the time they're done, they're kind of burned out, and then they see this long line of applications ready to come in, and for the next 6 months, they're reviewing. I remember here, when Mayor Tatton's moratorium ended, I was representing 8 developments at every planning commission meeting for several months after. So there's a big load while you're doing this, and there's a big load after. Some of the cities that have gone through it a little more successfully is they've actually hired outside consultants to help the planning staff during the moratorium. That may be something you want to think about, or otherwise, Michael might be burned out a year from now.
Would you like to pay their salary, Paul?
You can pay taxes, don't I? You collect a lot of development fees. There might be a way to do it. The other thing that you need to consider is kind of the law of unintended consequences. Yes, there's a break. Yes, you get a breather. Yes, we make better laws, hopefully, to guide the development with the general plan. The unintended consequences are, during that 6 months, the inventory just kind of, new inventory disappears, current inventory is bought up. And then there's this period where we just see prices really spike. That happened in 2006. Up to that point, Dutch Fields had gone through 2 phases in 4 years, roughly. The year right after is the moratorium end of the next year. They did 3 phases in 1 year. They were the only game in town. Not that that's a bad thing for the people who are already in, but what I then found was is that everybody on the outside looked at how fast prices were escalating in Midway. It attracted everybody and their dog to come here to develop. If we have a similar thing happen, you may find that it's worse than before and then prices skyrocket. Now, is a moratorium a bad thing? No, it helps staff, it helps get the rules better. I gotta tell you, there's a little side of me that's kind of looking forward to it too. But those are some other observations that I've had, and I think you need to be aware of them, because that's the other side of moratoriums.
That's true.
So, do you think the spike in prices that you referred to in 2006, was a result of the moratorium or just the general market conditions?
I mean, the general market was going up, just like it is now.
Crazy up.
But I will say that before the recession, that just suffocating the new inventory let all of these, like Michael pointed out, master plan developments, guys that were already in the game that didn't have to wait. They were the only game in town, and they were able to charge what they want. Prices went up. But the bigger point is everybody on the outside saw those escalating prices and just said, and Midway's hot, Midway's the place to be. It attracted a lot of people up here, potential developers that I don't think you normally see in Midway. It attracted a lot of people at that time that were just, they were not good money guys. I mean, they weren't guys with development experience or house building experience. And I haven't seen those guys back here since then. Recently they're starting to poke around, but I wonder if we'll just get the same effect. That's true. Maybe another crash will happen again. I don't know. It may not happen, but